Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Fastest 3 hours in radio, man. I'm telling you what a great program we've had with you today. What a great program. If you're just tuning in with us, a lot of Walking Dead fans out there, I get it. I'm a Walking Dead fan, too. I know today is Rick Grimes' last episode, and I'm going to be watching it as soon as I'm off the air. This is live stuff here. And don't tell me you're watching NFL football. Don't even bother. If you're telling me you're missing the show because of NFL football, you just keep watching NFL football. No, too politically correct for me. I can't stand it anymore. But nonetheless, I digress. Amazing program today. If you're just joining us because you had to watch The Walking Dead, hey, I get it. I'll give you a pass there. But you need to go back and listen to the second hour. I'd expected a phone call from Steve Bannon in the first hour. However, Steve's an extremely busy man and highly sought after right now, 2 days before the midterms, as you can imagine. Of course, Steve Bannon being the architect or widely reserved, and a humble guy. When I thanked him for his efforts, he was like, oh, no, you don't have to do that. There were a lot of people. He's just one guy. Steve Bannon is in large part responsible, and I know this sounds, you know, maybe a little bit too deep. He probably wouldn't want to take credit for this. But I don't believe without his help, I'm not sure the Supreme Court would be where it is today. Steve Bannon, if you listen to the interview, he wound up calling in the second hour, and we kept him for two segments, and he was just phenomenal, as you expect, always on point, as you would expect Steve Bannon to be. But he nailed it. And, I think the country owes him a debt of gratitude when it comes to the Supreme Court and the work that he did in helping us get Donald Trump elected. As he said, and then I want you to go back and listen to it if you missed it. Go back and listen to the words of wisdom from him and what he was talking, the energy coming from him about voting on Tuesday and the things that you can do and how it isn't going to happen without you, but the energy is out there. He did agree with me. He felt the same as I've been telling you for the last few weeks. I'm feeling in my gut that we continue to hold the House by a couple, three seats, if not pick up a couple. I may be wrong there, but I think we're going to hold the House. No doubt the Senate. And, of course, no matter what happens to the House, the Dems don't have the White House, and that's huge. But he made it very clear what happens if, in fact, the Democrats do take the House of Representatives, and they will grind Trump's agenda to a screeching halt. And he made that very, very clear. But he was filled with energy, and it was a fantastic interview. So make sure to go listen to Steve Bannon. It was just a ton of fun. And I apologize that we had to bring him in a little bit later, but that's live radio. It happens. He was doing another gig. He was doing a Facebook Live gig, and it rolled over a little bit, forcing him to come to us in the second hour. AWR, who worked with Steve at Breitbart, was gracious enough that we split the hour up. Then I was able to bring AWR in with Steve Bannon to give you a combination. That was a 1-2 punch and a dynamite 1-2 punch at that, because those two individuals have known each other for quite some time together, working together at Breitbart. So it was a fantastic hour. AWR Hawkins was amazing, as he always is. Don't ever miss AWR Hawkins. In the previous hour, we had, of course, Alan Gottlieb, who was outrageously good and letting us know his concern. If you know anything about Alan, I certainly do, as a dear friend and a colleague for many years and a mentor of mine, a personal mentor of mine. Alan is the single most powerful man in the gun rights movement today, the single most powerful man out there. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Pay attention to what he says. So nonetheless, a absolutely great, 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 as Donald Trump would say, program for you today. I understand we have a call in here. It's kind of a surprise call. I've got Mike Pawarski from Arms Room jumping in. Mike, are you with us? Are you on the line?
I'm here, Mark. I'm here.
What made you want to call in? That interview with Steve was good, wasn't it?
That was amazing to hear Steve and AWR together. Was quite a treat, and Steve's enthusiasm and insight is always rewarding.
Boy, I tell you, if he didn't pump you up to go out and vote, did you catch that from him? I'm taking it that you listened to the whole interview.
I did, you know, and I did early voting, and I think I'm gonna try and find a way to go vote again now.
Yeah, he pumps up. Well, just claim to be a Democrat.
Yeah.
And go downtown. Yeah. You should be okay there, right? Tell him you want another ballot. You screwed up your other one. They'll probably let you go. You know, the enthusiasm that he brought, the energy. I mean, I could feel the energy from Steve here in the studio. And he wasn't with me here in the studio. And I was, I mean, it was just emanating from him. It was coming off of him. And you picked up on that.
I did. It was amazing the way he was putting that message out, and he was talking directly to the listener, telling him, you know, listen, you got to get out there, and you can't just go out there, you know, yourself and vote. You got to take your family. You got to take your friends. You got to work the phones. I know you don't work for the party, but you got to get out there and work the phones and work the social media and get everybody out there to vote.
You know, kind of interesting. He made the comment that, you know, sometimes you're going to have to vote for a rhino. Sometimes you're going to have to do these things. You might vote for somebody that you don't necessarily like, but you have to do it.
But yeah, I think it was Alan Gottlieb said it to us. We were having a conversation with him. I think it was on the air where he said, you know, do you want to vote for the guy? Are you waiting for the guy that's going to agree with you 100% of the time? Or are you going to vote for the Republican that's going to agree with you 80% of the time? You know, that's the guy's vote you need in Congress. You need his vote there. Even if he's only 80% of the time and you're in agreement with him, it's his vote. Look what happens with the Kavanaugh. Look what happens, you know, with an item like that. If that Republican vote's not there, then we lose.
Yeah, not only do we lose big. Real quick, listener, I've got Mike Pawarski from Arms Room on Arms Room Radio, and I want to let you know my guest coming up in the bottom half. So he had good timing, Mike. You probably heard that the segment was open before. But Dan Perrin will be used, the GOP strategist, has done some polling work. You know, Dan has been right for the last 5 years, from what I understand, on his polling data. And I'm not going to give it away right now, but suffice to say, I wouldn't be bringing him on if he told me I was full of crap. I mean, I would, but you don't think I'm going to do that, do you, Mike?
No, absolutely not. Why would you do that? That's not good radio. And making, unless, you know, Mark, you've got the prediction. You know, you got the last one that was wonderful. And you know, if you start watching the polls now and just let's see what the regular poll is. Whoever, no matter what the agency that's putting out there, it's doomsday for us. It's just like it was 2 years ago where. You know, like AWR said earlier, it was 96.8% assured that Hillary Clinton was going to win. That's what all the polls said.
The difference this year is the House is 435 individual races, and my vote, and I have already voted, does not impact California's 12th district, for example. It does not impact Minnesota's 8th district. It does not impact Kansas's 11th district, and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. That's the problem in the House. What has to happen is what Steve Bannon said, is that gun owners, and he made it very clear, listener, that you and evangelicals, the two of us, are the single most important constituency in the deplorable basket. And that I can't say this enough, but he made it very, very clear, as we do here, too. If you get out and vote, there's absolutely no way we can lose. You have to do it. You absolutely have to do it. Mike, in today's day and age, with so much at stake, why? What do you think? Do you know anybody that would sit home? Everybody I know can't wait to vote. And I'm talking about the deplorables. Cannot wait to vote. Are you sensing anything different?
No, you know, it's amazing the drive to go and vote this time. I mean, this is going to set all kinds of records for midterm elections, everything that we're seeing, at least what I'm seeing down here in Florida as well. And I know that the Republicans are turning out in incredible numbers in the early election procedures down here in Florida. So it's good. You know, you're not sure, you know, are these people that would normally vote on the 6th and they're just voting early? Is this a larger turnout we're seeing right now from Republicans, which is, I think, what we're seeing, because we understand that, as you said, you know, we're the deplorables and our vote is going against the deportables. You know, what was it, 2 million illegal immigrants that voted in the election last cycle? And we're having to go vote and make sure everybody votes just to fight the illegal voters.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me. I don't think, while the media tells us, you know, and listen, a lot of what we hear and a lot of the perception that we have is because of what we see and we hear. You can't turn on the television anymore, and I know I can't tell you how many people I know are personally fed up, sick, and tired of seeing Stacey Abrams on their television, or for that matter, Brian Kemp in the state of Georgia. We're going to talk about Stacey Abrams, Mike, when we come back from this break. I'm going to play the sound clip of her with Jake Tapper on CNN a couple days ago. I want America to hear this clip. Why? Well, I don't live in Georgia. You don't have to live in Georgia. This is the single most watched race in the country right now in the midterms when it comes to taking back the Democrats wanting to take over a red state. Now, I'm here to tell you it's not going to happen. But let me tell you something. Oprah Winfrey was in town the other day, and boy, I felt like, wow, gosh, with Oprah here, I felt like I didn't even need to vote because Oprah came. Of course, I'm being tongue-in-cheek about that, but Obama was here shortly after. This is what they're pouring into this. This is like a bellwether. What happens here is going to show you what's going to happen in 2020, regardless of what state you live in. Talk about feeling emboldened. Wow, man. We'll talk about it when we come back. Wait till you hear what she wants to do with your guns.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
All right, gun lover, listen up. Now, you know I'm a proud member of the USCCA, and now the USCCA wants to send you on the ultimate gun getaway. That's right. You could win $10,000 to take the patriotic trip you've always dreamed of, and all you have to do is text ARM to 87222 for your 100% free chance to win. You could go on a wild African safari, attend an elite firearms training academy, or even shoot exotic rifles at a VIP tactical shooting experience. This is the biggest, most expensive giveaway way I've ever seen them do, but you only have until the 23rd to enter, so you must hurry. Just text ARM to the number 87222 right now for the official rules and to instantly lock in your free chance to win your ultimate gun getaway. Imagine what you could do and where you could go with 10 grand, and entering only takes a few seconds. So what are you waiting for? Text ARM to the number 87222. That's the word ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Don't miss this. Text ARM to 87222.
Hi, Armed American Radio listeners. If you are looking for a less lethal self-defense tool, check out the Taser Pulse. It is compact, easy to use, and doesn't require a license in most states. Using technology trusted by law enforcement, the Taser Pulse can be deployed from a distance of 15 feet and delivers a 30-second cycle, giving users the time they need to find safety. And if your device is left at the scene, Taser's Safe Escape program will replace it free of charge. With Taser Self-Defense, have the confidence and protection to live fearlessly.
Ever since I got my Taser Pulse, I don't worry about creepers when I'm out in the evenings or on runs by myself. I have class late at night, and it's comforting knowing I have my Taser device if I ever need to protect myself when I'm walking home from campus.
Taser Self-Defense is the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 15% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 15% off.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a sec. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi,
it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right, I want you to text A-R-M-E-D, armed, the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. The USCCA is doing the biggest giveaway I've ever seen. And I've been with them since day one. And I mean, since day one. I'm member number 32. Could have been number one if 31 other people had answered the mail before, you know, so you see the routine. Day one, literally. And I know that because more than 32 responses came in that first day. Yeah, it just was the pecking order of who opened what mail first, right? Regardless, I'm proud of that. And proud of my affiliation with them as member number 32. Believe me, I wrote for the magazine for a number of years. So I know the organization very, very well, and I've never seen anything like this. They are giving away 10 grand so that you can take the patriotic trip of your dreams, wherever you want to go. You want to go on a safari, you want to go to Boondocks FTA and do some tactical shooting, take a class or two or three or four, 10 grand will get you that, I can promise you. And it's real simple, but it's only good until the 23rd. You have to do this before the 23rd. We'll shut out at midnight on the 23rd of this month, all right? You got 19 days. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222. Lock in your entry. You'll see all the rules. 87222, text the word armed. Let's go back to Mike Pawarski from Arms Room Radio. Mike, welcome back to the program, man. Let me start with the whole Stacey Abrams thing, which is where I went before the break, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
There are two gubernatorial races right now that I think everybody in America who's following the midterms is aware of. That's Florida and Georgia. While Florida's is very important for a number of different reasons, the race in Georgia is even more important for a number of different reasons. And I guess we could put they're different reasons, both very, very important, but for different reasons. Let's start with what everybody's watching here when it comes to Stacey Abrams. Here's why this is so vital. Now, this came out just today. Now, RNC Research tweeted this out today. Stacey Abrams struggles to explain her position when confronted on supporting gun confiscation. Now, I want you, listener, and Mike, you too, to listen to this and tell me if she is struggling to explain her position on anything. She ain't struggling about nothing. She's making it very clear when she's talking to Jake Tapper. Take a listen to this 2-minute and 9-second clip of a quintessential gun grabber, socialist, lying hypocrite. Take a listen to this.
So you don't support the actual legislation, you just support having a conversation about it?
No, what I've said is legislation in the state legislature is about starting the conversation.
Well, let me get that to the beginning. Here we go.
Start gun owners in Georgia should have to give up those weapons if authorities deem it necessary?
In the state of Georgia, you introduced legislation to start conversations. I am happy to work with the legislature to figure out how we make an assault weapons ban work. But what I fundamentally believe is that we have to have common sense gun safety legislation. I am someone who supports the Second Amendment, who knows how to shoot, who knows how to hunt. But I believe that our responsibility is to make certain that the most vulnerable in our society do not face those who are irresponsible with their weapons. AR-15s are not necessary on our streets. Semi-automatic weapons have to be put under a certain level of responsible control. And I believe as the next governor of Georgia, I can work with Democrats and Republicans to come up with common sense gun safety legislation that will allow us to make our families and our community safer.
Well, just to be clear, you were one of 6 co-sponsors of this bill. You have to get
we'll stop right there. You get the idea. Getting a little jump on that video. Mike, a couple things come to mind when I see that. Number one, did she seem to struggle to explain her position to you?
Yeah, she did. I don't think she expected to be, you know, called out and directly asked about it, and then at all.
I think she made it very clear what she wants to do. It's struggling in that sense. She made it very, very clear that what she wants to do is get rid of. She called it semi-automatic weapons. But we all know what she was talking about. That was, she just stumbled over that. We'll give her some slack there. But the fact of the matter is she's calling out semi-automatic weapons. She doesn't like them. She wants common sense legislation on semi-automatic weapons, which is everything but a revolver, ladies and gentlemen. Let me make that very, very clear to you. And she also says, and we'll play it later. I'll fix this. I'll rewind this. But we'll go back to that when we get a chance, Mike, hopefully before the end of the – well, probably won't before the end of the segment. But what she goes on to talk about then is that – she thinks that people might, yes, in fact, have to turn them in. So, yeah, not going to happen. There's that. Mike, can she get elected in Georgia on that?
On gun control, absolutely not. Listen, you know, like you said, the difference that we're seeing between Florida and Georgia is you're a strong, strong red state in Georgia with some of the best gun laws in the country for the pro-gun crowd. It's, you know, for her to come out and say that, you know, she obviously is not making any friends on the right. But, you know, Mark, the scary part is, and it's the same fear I have down here, they don't care. They don't, you know, the voters on the left don't care who's running in that seat as long as it's not a Trump person. You know, as long as it's not somebody that's a Republican, they're going to vote there, and they're going to vote multiple times. And that's what scares me the most is the voter fraud. You know, she just had somebody on her staff in the Democrat Party up there get nailed for trying to hack the registration system. You know,
yeah, well, now the FBI is taking a look at them. To be fair, the Democrat Party of Georgia denies that. They said that didn't happen. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, sure, it didn't. That's just Brian Kemp with an October surprise in November, right? All right. Well, right. That's what they'll claim anyway. Okay, so we've got an avowed gun grabber that wants to confiscate weapons in Georgia. She made that very clear. What she struggled with was trying to get out of the fact that she just said what she said very plainly. So I didn't see her struggle. She understands her position very well. Then she throws in the caveat, I'm a gun owner. I support the Second Amendment. She doesn't support crap. She does not support the Second Amendment. She's never met a gun grabber bill that she hasn't embraced. Make that very clear. But she calls them gun safety bills, which is exactly how you know what I'm telling you is 100% accurate. Trust me when I tell you this. I am always right when it comes to this. All right. Let's go to Florida. Gillum, avowed socialist. He's got some ethics problems going on down there. A lot of the country is watching what happens in Florida. Can Florida actually elect an avowed socialist who wants to raise Florida business taxes by 40% and run on a gun control agenda in this free state of Florida? Can that happen in the Gunshine State?
Yeah, you know, and it's tight right now, you know, which is why everybody needs to, you know, like we've been talking about, to get out there to vote. You know, Alan Gottlieb said earlier in the program that 1639 out in Washington State is the only gun legislation on the table right now. Well, you know, Gillum has come flat out and said, just like Stacey Abrams has said, Gillum wants, you know, assault weapon ban, the magazine ban, you know, the weights, the 21 and over. You know, he wants to impose, you know, all the gun restrictions that you see out there on 1639. So, you know, he's got the ability to do it. And the scary part with him is, the day after he gets elected, he has the ability to appoint 3 Supreme Court justices in the state of Florida, which means no matter what kind of executive order he signs, they're going to side with him. So when you elect Gillum as governor in Florida, you also give him the Supreme Court with 3 Supreme Court nominations.
Yeah, another problem that you have, another kind of a shift in the dynamic in Florida, is something that's occurred. Now, we've only got about 20 seconds, Mike, then I'm going to have to cut you loose, unfortunately, but I really appreciate the call. A lot of fun talking with you. Is the fact that in Florida, you've got just one or two people with total control down there that are supposed Republicans in very strong Democrat strongholds down there in Southeast Florida, pretending they're masking themselves. They're rhinos who are controlling the strings. You also have a state legislature that bowed down to the David Hogs and actually passed actual gun control. Gillum has a springboard in Florida. This is very dangerous stuff for the rest of the country. Mike Pawarski, thanks for being here. Arms Room Radio. Look it up online. You can find out where to listen to him and the guys. I'll be back after this. We're going to talk with Dan Perrins, GOP strategist and pollster. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit taser.com to meet your new sidekick. I love that. I like recording that. I enjoyed recording that. Taser.com to meet your new sidekick. Let me tell you what I mean by that. A lot of people don't like carrying lethal defense. Some people don't like to. And hey, I get it. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that at all. But I want you to carry something. I want you to carry something that can stop a bad guy. Because guess what? Evil does happen to you. I know you don't want to believe that. I know you don't want to hear that. And I know it's a lot easier. And I know people who do it. Walk because it's easier. Psychologically, that's why they do it. To just think it's not going to happen to me. When in fact, it does happen to you. And it can happen to you. And it happened to me in the blink of an eye on my way to work. 16 years ago, my beautiful daughter just turned 16 on Friday. Yeah, I know. It's scary. It's a scary time. 16 years old, the whole driving thing. I've been teaching her to drive. I know. That's a whole different show. But nonetheless, she was 2 weeks old when, in the blink of an eye at a traffic light, two people were confronting me and someone else, and I drew my firearm. Thank God I had it. Had it been the day before, I might not have had it. And some of you might not want to carry lethal defense. I get that. I get emails from you from time to time, and that's, you ask for recommendations. This is an answer to that, or one answer, one of many, but it certainly is a good one. Let me tell you something. At 6:20 in the morning, I could have pulled out the taser, the pulse, and I could have pointed it at somebody, and it looks like a firearm. So I don't think anybody's going to question, oh, I don't know if that's a gun or not. The fact of the matter is, it's something to get you out of a bad situation. God forbid you find yourself in a bad situation. And here's the kicker. You're not going to be able to determine if and when that happens to you. Evil will determine when and if it happens to you. And here it gets even worse. Evil will pick the time and the place, and it won't let you know it's coming, which means you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared. Taser's got you covered. Check it out. We've got some great sponsors on this show. Make sure to go to taser.com, enter the promo code AAR, and take 15% off that Taser product over there. 15% off of that Taser. It's dynamite stuff. No, I'm not going to put a video up of me riding the lightning. It ain't going to happen. You can go and watch other people do it. I'm not going to do it. No, I know how effective they are. So at least have something for yourself if you choose not to carry a firearm. And I would highly recommend that you do that. I would highly recommend that you have something, because bad people exist. I know it firsthand. I've written books about it. I talk about it, make a living talking about it. I hate seeing bad things happen to good people when it's not necessary. If someone had just said, I can't tell you, listener, how many times I've heard, man, if I had only had a gun, or God, I wish I had something on me, or I left it in the car, or I didn't have it on me. I'll close it out with this. I'm adamant about this stuff. I'm passionate about it for a reason, because it did happen to me. I did pull a gun. Thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger, but I would have. I was going home to my 2-week-old daughter that second week of November in 2002. And the reason I was going home was because I wanted to see her turn 16. And I did on Friday. And I don't know what would have happened had I not had a gun that day. But here's the kicker. I say this all the time. I used to say this a lot, and I still do. But prior to that day, a criminal had a 50-50 shot of running into an armed victim if they had decided to pick on me on any given day, because I had not yet made the actual decision to carry a firearm with me everywhere I went. That changed that day. I don't leave my house without it. My family knows it. It's like getting up and having breakfast in the morning. If I'm up and I'm moving about, my firearm is within reach. If I'm at home, it's on me when I'm out and about. It's that simple. And it becomes a part of your life. If you have any questions, if you want to learn, reach out to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Those of you who get my responses understand that when it comes to this, I take it serious. I'm passionate about it, and I'm here to help you. Whatever question you have, if I don't have the answer, I can point you in the right direction. That's very important. All right. I'm going to play. Well, I don't want to play that yet because I don't have Dan on the line. But I have a fantastic piece. It's about 3 minutes and 25 seconds of Dan Perrin having a conversation with Neil McCabe at One American News Network. And I think before I do that, until we get Dan on the line, I want to play for you all of that Stacey Abrams. I want you to hear this thing from beginning to end. I had to cut it off in the last segment. So let me go ahead and cue this bad boy up. I want you to hear what the left has in store for you, Kansas, Big Talker, Wichita, all of our new affiliates around the country. You know who you are. Long Island News, you guys know. You're living under blue rule right now. You know what the left has in store for you. Massachusetts, you're listening. Connecticut, you already know. Blumenthal, Murphy, Gun Grabber Central wrote the book on this stuff. Worst of the worst. The Constitution State, what a joke. And you know, that pains me because I have some history in Connecticut. Lived there as a young kid. Got my driver's license in Connecticut. Left there when I was about 18 years old. Nonetheless, I have a lot of family up there. Let's just say ex-family up there. I have a lot of friends up there, lifelong friends. And I hate to see what's happened in the Constitution State. Man, change the name of the state, because it ain't the Constitution State when they're doing what they're doing up there with your Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights. You think about that. But all the rest of you listening around the country, Patriot listeners, Florida listeners, across Seattle, boy, the fight of your lives up there with 1639. This stuff I'm about to play for you matters, because this is the way they think. They try to cloak themselves. Take a listen to Stacey Abrams.
Governors in Georgia should have to give up those weapons if authorities deem it necessary.
In the state of Georgia, you introduced legislation to start conversations. I am happy to work with the legislature to figure out how we make an assault weapons ban work. But what I fundamentally believe is that we have to have common sense gun safety legislation. I am someone who supports the Second Amendment, who knows how to shoot, who knows how to hunt. But I believe that our responsibility is to make certain that the most vulnerable in our society do not face those who are irresponsible with their weapons. AR-15s are not necessary on our streets. Semi-automatic weapons have to be put under a certain level of responsible control. And I believe as the next governor of Georgia, I can work with Democrats and Republicans to come up with common sense gun safety legislation that will allow us to make our families and our community safer.
Well, just to be clear, you were one of six co-sponsors of this bill, a House Bill 731, introduced January 11, 2016, not that long ago. Your co-sponsor told reporters the law, quote, would require gun owners of these particular models to turn their guns in.
And again, my point is this. The legislation introduced was the beginning of a conversation. I am absolutely certain that were we to pass this in Georgia, we would have a conversation about grandfathering in, about whether or not people would turn their guns in, whether there would be buybacks. There are a number of approaches to take to accomplish this goal, but the fundamental responsibility is common sense gun safety legislation in Georgia, making sure we get dangerous weapons off the streets and that responsible gun owners stand together to hold those who are irresponsible accountable and we reduce the risk of harm to the rest of Georgia.
Well, just to be clear, though, I'm just trying to understand. So you don't support the actual legislation, you just support having a conversation about it?
No, what I've said is legislation in the state legislature is about starting the conversation. Very few pieces of legislation are introduced and come out the same way they go in. That's the process of making the law. My mission in 2016 was to be a part of the conversation. I believe that we have to ban assault weapons in the state of Georgia. But what I'm saying is, as part of my leadership, I'm going to work across the aisle, and we're going to have a conversation about how we accomplish.
All right, there you go. You get an idea of what Stacey Abrams wants. She didn't struggle there at all, in my estimation. She told you exactly what she wants. What was fascinating to me was Jake Tapper seemed to challenge her on it. So she was actually being challenged on the confiscatory portion of what it was she was talking about. That is a classic gun banner. That is a classic gun hater. And that is a classic response from an individual who will take your guns. Let me put it this way. The legislation as it was written, had it come out the other side, she would have been perfectly fine with. Perfectly, she would have embraced it. That's why it was written that way. That's why her other six colleagues told her and told CNN when asked that they would turn guns in. They're not. Nobody in Georgia is turning their guns in. And here's something for Stacey Abrams. I have six AR-15s, but I don't own an assault rifle. I have no assault rifles. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm when not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com for more information and to buy today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
I hate this part of the show. Now, we're waiting for Dan to call. Live radio, it happens. These individuals are in very high demand. We worked with them, and I'm thankful. Thank goodness that Steve Bannon was able to work his call in today. We were able to keep him for two segments. He was fantastic. He's been looking forward to joining me for quite some time, so it was fun to get him here. We're trying to get Dan Perrins on, and I would love to have gotten him on today rather than after the midterms. And I want to let you know why. Here's why. I want you to take a listen. He may call in if that's it's a short segment now. If he does, I'm not going to have near as much time with him. I'll try to bring him to the daytime show or maybe try to get him on next week, when we didn't have to fight everybody else at the same time to get him out. I want you to take a listen to my great friend Neil McCabe's interview with Mr. Perrin, and it is actually titled, well, I won't tell you. Just take a listen to this. Oh, I will tell you. GOP strategist model predicts Republicans keep House and Senate. Take a listen to this.
And a former longtime Senate staffer and Republican strategist has a political model predicting the GOP will keep control of both the House and the Senate. One America's Neil McCabe has more from Washington.
Daniel Perrin was for many years a top staffer for Senator Jesse Helms. Before he became a Republican consultant and strategist, Perrin told One America News that his proprietary modeling of House and Senate races cannot predict individual races, but its macro analysis predicts that Democrats pick up seats in the House, but not enough to take control of the lower chamber.
Over the last four cycles, I've measured the accuracy on the elections. It's about 96%, and in the House, it's 91-92%.
Perrin said he relies on public polling, but also economic data and other elements.
There are a bunch of different factors, and there are a bunch of different weightings. And when you do the algorithm out, you know, it takes a while, but the results are pretty fascinating.
Republicans now hold a 51-49 seat majority in the Senate. And Perrin said before the confirmation fight over Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the Democrats were doing well, even as they defend 26 seats compared to only 9 seats for the Republicans.
Prior to the results of the Kavanaugh debacle from the Democrats' perspective, it was showing that the Republicans would gain 1 seat. And then it moved to 2 seats, then it moved to 3 seats, and as of today, the net gain for the Republicans is 4 seats.
The shift in momentum towards House Republicans was more gradual, he said.
The House side has had a similar progression, so the Democrats were up substantially, and they've steadily lost ground. I now show them picking up 6 seats.
6 seats is well short of the 23 seats Democrats need to take over the lower chamber, but it could go as high as 11 seats, depending on economic and other news between now and the election. Perrin said one of the reasons why his numbers are so different from other polls and election models is that he has a more realistic assessment of turnout. This was seen in 2016 when so many people were wrong because they did not properly qualify likely voters.
The Democrats thought their likely voter in Philly would give them 92% turnout. 84. They lose the entire state because of an 8-point delta in the black vote in Philly.
Another important factor helping Republicans that others are not properly weighting is President Donald Trump, he said.
The best description I've heard about Trump as a campaigner is he's a monster, right? He can literally have tens of thousands of people standing outside a stadium that fits tens of thousands of people. It's not seen in modern American politics.
Neil W. McCabe, One America News.
Want to see more?
All right. Fascinating stuff. Now, the question that I'm going to ask Dan when I can bring him on, because it's just too late now, so no rush there, but I want to ask him why the polls in 2016 were wrong, number one. And I want to ask him why I'm feeling that without having seen, because I didn't see that interview until today. And I've been telling you for 2 weeks that I'm feeling good about the House. I want to know why that is. What is it he sees? How does that model work? Because I'm telling you right now, that jives right with what I'm feeling in my gut. It's fascinating stuff. But I've always been one to believe that polls are only as good as the people who are polled. Now think about that for just a moment. Have you ever been polled? I think I've been polled once in my adult life, one time. And I'm not even sure what that was. But I don't care about the mathematics. And if you don't think I'm right, look what happened in 2016. All the polls were wrong. So that begs the question. Well, let me go back to this. I don't believe that 600 people are representative of anything. I'm sorry. I don't care how you do the mathematics. I don't care what any pollster tells you. I'm right, and all you have to do is look at who's sitting in the White House, and they were wrong. Now, I can't tell you mathematically why I'm right. I'm just right. But I want you to think about this for just a second. Very simple stuff. Really easy to try to figure these things out. Well, I guess it's kind of not easy, but it is. It's fun to look at. When you head into this midterm in the next couple of days, and you look at all the polls, and you listen to all the coverage, and you ask yourself, how can they possibly be? I mean, they're pretty confident. I mean, every channel I turn on, they're all talking about it. Nancy Pelosi's going to pick up the gavel again. What, she's going to walk around the streets like she did the last time, like a bonehead? And for that matter, what are the Democrats giving her the gavel for anyway? My gosh, good heavens. Get a new face to the party. I digress. So that begs the question, why are we hearing all of this news? Why? Why is CBS doing this? NBC doing this? ABC doing this? CNN doing this? MSDNC doing this? Do you have an answer for that? I do. It's to demoralize you. It's to keep you away from the polls. Most people don't like to vote for a loser. And if they feel you, the party who is already in power in the midterms, can be demoralized and they can keep you home by telling you in advance it's hopeless. What happens? Unfortunately, some of you stay home. Why bother? Ah, it's raining. Why bother? Ah, she's going to win. That's what they're saying on TV. Why bother? Don't think that's by design? Look who's sitting in the White House. Days before the election in 2016, New York Times, Trump, 8% chance. Did the New York Times really believe that? Or did somebody sit in a meeting and say, you know what, let's just tell people that. And God forbid he actually gets elected. We'll just take it on the chin and blame it on the fact our polling data was wrong, or we'll blame a third party who did our polling. I don't have the answer to that question. I know what it looks like happened. But regardless, I don't have the answer to that question. Again, I only know what it appears. And if you don't think I'm right, look who's sitting in the White House. Fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. I want to thank Neil McCabe at One America News Network and Dan for that piece. I'm looking forward to bringing Dan onto the program. Sean, how much time do we have? Are we running out of time? I could keep going another 2 hours. We're out of time? How much have we got left?
A minute and 5.
A minute and 5 seconds. Wow. Okay. Well, I guess I got to close it out. I hate to do that. I have thoroughly enjoyed bringing you this program today. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Remember, I tell you this every time I close out the Monster broadcast in the final hour. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Until then, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
Just build your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.